The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game played at SAP Center at San Jose on this Tuesday, March 11th, 2025, in front of a crowd of 10,523 fans. Exciting game, but as it turned out, the Nashville Predators win it by the score of 3-2. Here's how it happened. In the first period, there were a couple of fights. Barkley Goodrow and Andreas Englund were dropping the gloves and battling it out. Then it was Vinny Desharnais in his first fight as a Shark going up against Cole Smith. That one produced a power play for Nashville, but the score was nothing after the first period as Nashville outshot the Sharks 7-5. Then the second period featured some great goaltending and a potent power play for the visitors. First, some saves, kind of a dueling save scenario between Yusuf Saros for Nashville and Alexander Georgiev for the Sharks. Now the Sharks get it back. Smith looking for the puck. Celebrini gets it. Backhands to the right, moving in. Eklund shoots one. That's a great save by Yusuf Saros. That's his best save of the game so far, without question. Reds can't clear. Vlasic the shot. Save made by Saros and the rebound ricocheted out. Here comes Evangelista down the right. He has a man breaking for the net, Forsberg. And now a play to the left side and a Sisson's drive is sticked aside by Georgiev. Might have been his best save of the game so far. And it was like that throughout the contest. Goaltenders both involved, but then suddenly the Sharks got involved into some penalty trouble. On a disputed call, Mario Ferraro went into the penalty box at 6:49 for tripping, and that gave Philip Forsberg the opportunity to put the Predators on the board. Here come the Preds on the move. It's Svechkov to the Sharks line, banks it to himself off the boards, carries in, drops to Forsberg near side. He skates down into the corner, turns to his right away from the checker, moves into the circle, and shoots and scores! What a world-class shot right there by Philip Forsberg! And it's 1-0 Nashville, and it's a power play goal for Forsberg, one that's going to make the highlight reels everywhere. That's for sure. Forsberg was moving to his left, and he dragged the puck to his right, a right-handed shot, and he got enough velocity on it to blast it by Alexander Georgiev. That was the goal of the night.
Yeah, perfect call there. That's going to be on a highlight reel. He's got such a quick release, and he showed it. No, he's a great goal scorer in this league.
Official word on the goal, Philip Forsberg's 25th of the season from Fyodor Svechkov and Nick Blankenberg. Blankenberg, by the way, played a really solid game, had that one assist, but did a lot of good things defensively for the Predators. That power play goal made it 1-0 Nashville, and so it represented the sixth consecutive game in which the Sharks have allowed at least one power play goal. Problem is, they would allow a little bit more, and yet there was more goaltending between that. Yusuf Saros had an opportunity against Mario Ferraro, who was really open in front. Barkley Goodrow moves from right to left, gets it up to center, chased by Osterley, holds the puck, drops it off there on the far side, grunts him across the ice, and what a one-time tip by Ferraro, and a better save by Yusuf Saros. How about the eyeballs on Grunstrom to get that puck over there, right on the tape, and the anticipation of Ferraro and creativity to step up and get that chance. Great play by Grunstrom. He had a really strong game tonight, and that could have been an assist, but Saros was equal.
Yeah, that was great vision. I thought he had a phenomenal game tonight, both Grunstrom and UC Saros. Unfortunately, UC Saros got the best of Mario Ferraro there.
And then Saros would stop Tyler Toffoli in a breakaway shortly after that. Finally, the Sharks take over. Wenberg moves behind the San Jose net. Tosses to Macklin Celebrini. Moving right to left. Lead pass. It's going to be a breakaway for Toffoli. Moving in. Shooting it. Save made. Rebound. Backhand shot. Diving stop by Saros. And another brilliant maneuver of athleticism by the Nashville goaltender. And the Predators clear it all the way down. Wow. That really was some save, and I think the second stop that he made was better than the first one. The first one, he's on a clear breakaway, but the second one, he had to stretch his body out and make that stop with his pad.
Yeah, no, again, an incredible save, incredible couple saves, and a great night for him.
And so, it was still 1-0 because of those two great saves by Yussi Saros. But the Predators would get on the power play yet again as Barkley Goodrow took a tripping call at 14:05, and the result, a man advantage chance for Steven Stamkos. Predators finally move to the Sharks' end, and they send it toward the goal. This is trouble in front of the goal, a big scramble for the play. It's chaos. It's back to Shea, feeds to the left. Here comes a shot. Score! Well, there's Steven Stamkos getting the puck in the midst of the chaos, getting it from Shea and banging it in. And it's 2-0 Nashville, both goals on the power play. And Stamkos really made that play because he was in the middle of that chaotic scene and he poked the puck back to Brady Shea and then he backskated into what we like to call the Ovechkin office, or maybe we shouldn't call it that because it's been Stamkos' office in his career too in that left circle.
Yeah, he scored a lot of goals right from there, and like you said, he pokes that puck out and just gets to his little spot and then he makes no mistake and he beats Georgiev to the glove side.
And so Stamkos gets his 22nd goal of the season, assisted by Brady Shea. Steven Stamkos now has 15 20-goal seasons in his storied NHL career. All right, so now here we were. 2-0 Nashville. Remember the first two meetings between these two teams. One team got the lead early, gave it up in the first game. Nashville ended up winning it. Second game, another situation where there was a team that got up early, and the Sharks in this case roared back. And Nashville ended up winning it. Well, the Sharks would roar back in the third period with two very quick goals. And in the third, we had Patrick Giles getting his very first one to get the Sharks on the board. Now it's dumped in on Mukko Madulin's watch into the offensive zone. Back behind the goaltender, Yussi Saros. Loose puck, 2-0, Nashville on top. Work free, Grundstrom centers. The shot, score! Patrick Giles in front, getting the pass from Carl Grundstrom. And the fourth line comes up huge with 3:42 gone by in the third. Giles, his first goal as a Shark. It's San Jose trailing now 2-1. Not only was it Giles' first goal as a Shark, it was his first ever in the National Hockey League in his 11th career game. Carl Grundstrom, again, another nice pass after winning the puck in the corner with Barkley Goodrow. Those two forwards got the assists, and San Jose was on the board. The next shift right after a goal is scored is so important, but who would have believed what would happen next? Here come the Sharks moving in. They shoot. They score! And it's Colin Graf in the slot. The Sharks move right back in. They set it up perfectly, and the pass comes right onto the tape of Colin Graf, and he ties the game 2-2. What a goal by Colin Graf. That was a pass from Will Smith, but it was really on a dump-in where Yussi Saros played it up the boards and the Sharks' Smith got it back.
Yeah, again, it was Wennberg, I think, was in the corner there as well. A great read, and it was just a puck bounce to the middle. Will Smith pounced on it, and then he's able to find Graf back on the backside, and he made no mistake.
And so, the official word on that goal is Will Smith's 21st assist of the season on Colin Graf's second goal to make it 2-2. Two goals just 14 seconds apart, and San Jose had equaled the Predators. But Nashville would come back again, and they would come into the offensive zone. Philip Forsberg would have a couple of opportunities, but it would be Kiefer Bellows who took the puck from Forsberg on a miscommunication inside the Sharks zone behind the net that resulted in what would be the game-winning play. And it's trouble in front of the net. They score! The Predators come back and poke one in. Kiefer Bellows on a broken play in front of the net, able to slip one past Georgiev on a failed dump-in play where the Sharks just unable to gather control of the puck as it popped back out. Georgiev left it off, but it was stolen away by Puel's Philip Forsberg, and he sends in front to Kiefer Bellows to make it 3-2 Nashville. That was one of those situations where the trapezoid got involved because the puck was in that area where the goaltender Georgiev could not legally touch the puck. He kind of hesitated for just a second, waited for the puck to get into where he could touch it, but by that time Forsberg was in there and made the play. Meanwhile, the communication between Georgiev and the defense, not the best there.
Yeah, I think he really thought he was setting Ferraro on the wheel there, and Ferraro went to the corner there, and it was just a misplay. Happened so quickly, and Forsberg pounced on it.
And so, the winning goal, Kiefer Bellows' first goal of the season. And that certainly gave the Predators the win. Philip Forsberg got the assist, and boy, he was brilliant all night long. but there was more opportunity coming later. And Forsberg was looking for more, but Alexander Georgiev would make up for that play with a big save like this one. Cleared back out. Breakaway pass. Here comes Forsberg all by himself. Shoots one. Great save by Georgiev. Stops Philip Forsberg in a bid to put the game away for Nashville with 3:42 to go in the third. Okay, so that's where we were. 3:42 left in the third period. It came down to the final couple of minutes. Alexander Georgiev got pulled for an extra attacker, but unfortunately, it would be Alex Wenberg that would take a tripping penalty at 18:25 of the third. So the Sharks kept the extra skater on after getting possession again, but they were still in a shorthanded situation, and it came down to one final opportunity with 4.2 seconds to go. Yep, Celebrini's going to have to beat him on it. And he does. And here comes the shot by Eklund. Oh, it's blocked by Marchessault. Puck is wide. That basically saved the game for the Predators because Eklund had that thing targeted. But Marchessault with the block. The game is over. And the Predators win by the score of 3-2. So close but no cigar, the San Jose Sharks once again drop one to the Nashville Predators. It is now 13 straight wins for Nashville against San Jose in this series, and that's frustrating.
Yeah, very frustrating. You know, and they've had some, you know, I thought they played well tonight. You know, again, you know, we're up at 27 shots now to 19. And again, I thought the Sharks did a lot of good things. UC Soros stood tall for them, and unfortunately just came out on the short end again.
Once again, the final shots on goal totals. Well, unofficially, 27-19. I think they're still arguing about one. The official total is 26-19 in favor of the Sharks, which just goes to show you that they outchanced the Predators, but unfortunately, Nashville would get the win. Final score, the Predators 3 and the Sharks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.